The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Dalar Mabeis, teaches us, Amar Rav Moshe Barbarez, Rav Masha Mishmed Rav Moshe, Amar Rav Moshe Rabba, Amar Revi Rabba, different gear sauce. Menayin Loim Adovel Chaver Shubal Yoimer. How do we know that if somebody says something to someone else, the person who he says it to should not repeat it to anyone else, until he's given express permission that he may repeat what he heard. And there's a very fundamental machloikus rishonim. What's pshat in the Gemara? How does Gemara learn from this pasuk that you're not supposed to repeat something you heard from someone else unless you have permission from him to repeat it? Rashi explains Shuba Yoimer, Tam Loimer Lamer, Loi Amar Hadvarim. Don't repeat the things, don't repeat what you heard. Elam Ke Noisan Lerushus. So Rashi says we learn it from the word Lamer. Lamer is an abbreviation for Loi Amar. Don't repeat it. There are other mefarshim that learn pshat very differently. They learn the way to understand the Gemara is v'yidab Hashem Moshe Lamer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically told Moshe Rabbeinu to go repeat what he said to him. Dabel Bnei Yisrael, go tell Klal Yisrael what I just told you. Which means to say that if Moshe Rabbeinu had not been told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressly to repeat what he had heard, he would not be allowed to repeat it without that express permission. Interestingly, the Gemara in Masechta Megillah Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis teaches us HaKoyer B'Toyre, if somebody gets an Aliyah, Ein HaPoiches Mesura Psukim. The minimum amount of Psukim that should be read whenever we have Kriyas HaTorah is at least 10 Psukim. And the Gemara continues there, V'Yidab HaShem HaMoshe Lamer, that if one of the Psukim is a Pasuk that says V'Yidab HaShem HaMoshe Lamer, it's considered one of the 10 Psukim. So Rashi explains, what's the Gemara teaching us? That we would think that only Psukim that teach us something can be included in this minimum number of 10 Psukim. Therefore, teaches us the Gemara that no, even if the Pasuk doesn't seem to be teaching us anything significant, it still could be in that count of 10. So Mefarshim ask that according to the way our Gemara is teaching us, V'yidab HaShem HaMoshe Lamer, and the Torah is teaching us, Lo Yamar, don't repeat what I tell you, so then this Pasuk is teaching us a very important halacha, the halacha that we're learning in our Gemara. So what's that Gemara teaching us? So if we follow the pshat of those that argue with Rashi, it's not such a difficult question. Because only in this case, at the beginning of Parshas V'Yikra, and here HaKadosh Baruch is telling him, because the way the pasuk is constructed, giving him express permission. So here there's a chiddush in the pasuk, but everywhere else the Gemara and the Masechta Megillah is correct in indicating that there really is no chiddush in the pasuk, and that's why the Gemara in Masechta Megillah teaches us still it can be included in the count of 10. How will we explain that Gemara according to Rashi? The way we have to explain that Gemara according to Rashi is quite simple. What the Gemara is teaching us is that Lamer, what the Gemara is teaching us, but the Pasuk V'Yidab HaShem HaMoshe Lamer appears many times in the Torah. So not every time that it appears does the Torah have to teach us the same halacha. That's why the Torah, so that's what the Gemara is saying, that even though not every time it's mentioned does it represent a chiddush, not every time that it's mentioned does it represent a chiddush, still it can be included in the count of 10. And the Magen Avraham in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, the very long Magen Avraham on that Simen on Seder Mass of the Matan, quotes this halacha, that the halacha is that you're not supposed to repeat something. He goes into many of the halachas of Lashon Hara, and then the Magen Avraham says, quotes this Gemara, Perakama the Yuma, Menayin Lo'im L'Chaver Dovishu Ba Yomer, that if you tell something to someone else, he shouldn't repeat it. Unless you have permission. And then the Magen Avraham continues. This is only when, says the Magen Avraham, there was no specific instruction. But if there was specific instruction, I said something in front of many people. But when I said it in front of many people, I said, I don't want you, the group of people that I'm saying to repeat it. So, the Magen Avraham is paskening that a very bechiddush. If I tell you to keep it confidential, then it makes no difference in front of how many people I said it. If I don't say to keep it confidential, the Magen Avraham is differentiating in front of how many people it was said. Interesting to point out, this Gemara, which is teaching us such a very important halacha, is not quoted by the Rambam. And the Mefarshim try to understand why the Rambam doesn't mention this halacha. And actually, as we think about this, we could quote a vart that I saw from the Satan Rebbe Zechus Yagin Aleinu in the Divrei Yoel in Parshas Vayikra. He asks a very interesting question, a very simple question actually. He says, we know that the words Vidaba Hashem Amoshe Lamer, we know the word Lamer means to repeat. So, yes, the Torah is trying to teach us a very important halacha, that if you say something to someone else, he shouldn't repeat it. But according to Rashi, how do we learn this? From the word loy emor, so which is abbreviation. So he asks, wouldn't it make sense that if the Torah wants to teach us this halacha, it should not teach us this halacha from a word whose simple pshat, whose simple meaning is just the opposite of what we're trying to learn? Lamer means to repeat. And we're saying lamer means loyamor, don't repeat. And actually, he says, we're learning this from the words of the beginning of Parashas Vayikra. When the Torah begins the Parashas Vayikra, Vayikra Hashem and Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to Moshe, as our Gemara spoke about that earlier, that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe, first there was a kriya. Why, from all the places in the Torah where this pasuk of Yidav Hashem and Moshe Lamar, strictly from this pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, is the only place that our Gemara chose to teach us this halacha? So he explains that here we're learning the Parsha of Kabbonis. And anyone who learns the Parsha of Kabbonis recognizes that in the Parsha of Kabbonis there are simple reasons why a person brings a carbon. The obvious reason, the person as he brings the carbon is, so to speak, declaring that whatever happened to this animal should have happened to me. As the other Rishonim explained, they used to worship the animals, and therefore, by slaughtering the animal, we're showing that the animal is not an avodah zarah. The animal has no power. But we all recognize, and Rishayim already pointed out, that there are different and deeper pshatim to the Maisa Kabbalah. So that's what he says. What the Torah is teaching us is Lamar. The Pasha pshat of the word Lamar is to say. But Lamar also means Loy Amar, don't say. And the Torah is teaching us that there are times when one should speak, and Loy Amar, there are times when one shouldn't speak. And it's important that the halacha should define for us when yes and when not. And now it's very understandable why the Rambam didn't bring this halacha. The Rambam didn't bring this halacha because it isn't a clear-cut halacha. It isn't the halacha that you should always say, and it isn't the halacha that you should always not repeat. It requires das Torah. It requires the halacha to teach us when to repeat what you heard, and when may you repeat what you heard, when may you not repeat what you heard. If we look at the Chofetz Chaim, obviously he addresses this issue. And the Chofetz Chaim, at the end of Klal Beis, in Sif Yud Gimel, paskens as follows. Emechod gila l'chaver ba'apitlosa. If somebody said something to someone else in front of three people, inyan iskoyu mischarik yotbeza, somebody talks about his business affairs in front of three people, dvarma shebistama os achkach la'gal slacher. Even if I said it in front of people, but it's obviously information that you don't want repeated, the halacha is, don't repeat it. Because it could cause me damage. But if I said it in front of three people, says the Chofetz Chaim, if I am so open in saying this in front of three people, so obviously, it doesn't bother me. Even if at the end what I said becomes public. The person who heard it can repeat it to others. As long as the person who said it says he doesn't care. The Chofetz Chaim says that the halacha is of apitlosov. The halacha when something is said in front of three people are important halachas, and therefore we have to follow those halacha. But then the Chofetz Chaim here in the safe in the Be'er Ma'im Chaim says that even though the halacha is that I'm allowed to repeat what I'm not, even though halacha is I'm allowed to repeat. The Chofetz Chaim says, quotes our Gemara. The Chofetz Chaim says it's a mida toiva. It's a good characteristic. A person should be careful in all situations not to talk too much. That you can only have problems when talking too much. He says, but Lashon Hara isn't if it wasn't said, if it was said in public. Now, Chofetz Chaim says, what are we going to do with our Gemara? So Chofetz Chaim says, because in our Gemara, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him Lamar. So it seems that in our Gemara, we know, as the Gemara says earlier on the Amid, that normally what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Kaloi, the Gemara says, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard, no one else. So therefore, over here, Moshe Rabbeinu had to get special permission to repeat it. Because we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him things that he, and nobody else was able to hear that. But that's only here. So it's obvious that the Chofetz Chaim is learning Pshat in the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a unique situation. It's not like Rashi learns that Lamar, it's always Lo Yamar, you may not repeat. The Chofetz Chaim is learning Pshat in the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu needed special permission. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to get special permission? Because normally it was told to him confidentially.
So the Chofetz Chaim is telling us as follows. If something is told to you confidentially, you're not allowed to repeat it. If something is told to you not confidentially, Mida Toiva, says the Chofetz Chaim, is not to repeat it. But halachically, and certainly if he said it in front of three people, you're allowed to repeat what you heard. However, and again, going back to that pasuk that the Torah teaches us this halacha, Vayikra Moshe, and we all remember that we look at the word Vayikra in that pasuk, the aleph of the word Vayikra is a small aleph. And I think that the lesson of that small aleph is the same lesson that we're learning in our Gemara. And that is, you should use a small aleph. You should say, no, sometimes you're allowed to say everything you heard, and sometimes you're only allowed to, sometimes you shouldn't say anything you heard, and sometimes a small aleph. You should say part of what you heard, and not everything you heard. Like the Satmar Rebbe taught us, he says, you can explain some of the reasons for Kabbonis, but don't explain all of the reasons of Kabbonis. However, taking this a step further, the question comes up, is this the halacha under all circumstances? I saw that the Paiskim discuss, what about Chidushei Torah? What is the halacha if I wrote somebody a Chiddush, or I wrote not to someone else, I wrote for myself, and I don't want that those Divrei Torah publicized? What is the halacha? So, I actually saw two tshuvas on this subject. One is in the Shailos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachas, Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, and Reb Menashe Klein Zatzal, in that tshuva, says that Divrei Torah are different than all other subjects. And he brings a very nice raya. He says that the Gemara says that when David HaMelech was digging the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, the water started to come up and wanted to flood the entire world. And David HaMelech asked, is there somebody know the halacha, if you're allowed to write the Hashem Hashem on a piece of scrap and throw it in? And he gave a klala to somebody who knows and doesn't say. And the Gemara says over there, that Afik Teufel was well of the halacha that it may be done, but he didn't repeat it, and therefore he died of asphyxiation. So what do we see from here, says Reb Menashe Klein? That when it comes to Divrei Torah, you're supposed to say Divrei Torah. You're not supposed to hold back the Divrei Torah. On the contrary, if somebody holds back Divrei Torah, he was cursed. And he brings another raya. The halacha is, in Choshe Mishpat, in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis, that if somebody leaves something by someone else for safekeeping, the person that's watching my item is not allowed to use my item. But says the Shach, that's only if I leave an item that you don't have any use for. That's my item. You're not allowed to use my item without permission. But he says if I leave a safer by someone else, as long as the person will take proper care of the safer, not to make sure that it's not ripped, that it stays in good shape, I'm allowed to use it. What do we see from here? He says that Divrei Torah have a different halacha than everything else. And that by Divrei Torah, there's a point of repeating it. He takes it to publicize Divrei Torah. He does take this one step further, that we know the Gemara says, Kol Oyma David B'Shem Omroi, if you repeat something that you heard, maybe Geula Lailam, you bring a Geula to the world. So why would be the halacha if somebody said, don't repeat the Divrei Torah in my name? So I'm taking away from the world the Geula. The world could have had a Geula. And by me now repeating it, I'm depriving the word of the Geula. He still says, if it was my specific request that it not be repeated, it shouldn't be repeated. Taking this concept of the same type of Shiloh,
The Shal is a Tshuvas B'Tzela Chochma in Chelik Dalad, Simon Pei Dalad, and Simon Pei Vav discusses this type of a Shaila. He says there was somebody who passed away, and he left over Kisve Yad, Divrei Torah that he wrote. And the question was, may those Divrei Torah be reprinted when the person who passed away always said that he doesn't want his Divrei Torah printed? So in Simon Pei Vav, and again, this is very much in line with what we're establishing in our shir, he says a chiddush that even though we just quoted the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim says that the shir of when something is considered public, it's three people. He says, by Divrei Torah, very much in line with what we're explaining now, there's a different shir, and the shir is not three people. The shir is two people. And as long as two people already saw these Divrei Torah, that's enough that these Divrei Torah can be considered having been publicized, and there is no issue of them being publicized. But what about a situation where it was only said to, wasn't even shown or saw to three people? What's the halacha? He says, again, the Divrei Torah are treated differently. The Divrei Torah are treated differently than everything else. And therefore, he passes like this. Only if it was the number one, he says, in general, the halacha, that if I say something to someone else, he shouldn't repeat it, is only when I said it only to one person. Furthermore, as he says, if I didn't expressly say that he should keep it confidential, it's not considered also to repeat it. And he says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah supersedes the halacha of our Gemara, that teaches us in our Gemara we should keep things private, and therefore it can be repeated and it can be printed. But then he goes into an interesting question. Maybe the person, when he wrote these Divrei Torah, did not have the right intention. He says, we know that the Gemara says that really Dvarim Shebiksav, Dvarim Shebapeh, he had to reshoim l'kosvam. Torah Shebapeh was not really allowed to be written. Why is Torah Shebapeh allowed to be written? Because Eis Lasus L'Hashem Eferi Torasecha. So he says, only a person that writes Divrei Torah with that goal to publicize the Dvar Hashem has a right to write Divrei Torah. Otherwise, you have no right to write Divrei Torah. So maybe when this person wrote these Divrei Torah, he had that intention. He says, it makes no difference. As long as it's Divrei Torah, as long as it's Divrei Torah, the Divrei Torah can be, and the world will gain from this Divrei Torah. What his intention was makes no difference. But he does say that if it wasn't just that the person who wrote this Divrei Torah, we know, did not like to have his Divrei Torah publicized, but he was explicit in saying that he doesn't want his Divrei Torah printed, then the halacha is, it should not be indeed publicized. There are obviously many other halachas that need to be discussed when we speak about keeping information confidential. When may be something kept confidential, may not. I saw that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in his Sefer Chashukei Chemed says that what happens if somebody was told a secret by someone and the person who told you the secret passes away? Does the halacha that it's still considered a secret that we learned in our Gemara you're not allowed to repeat a secret, apply. And he says, certainly, it makes no difference if the person who said the secret is alive or not alive. You're not allowed to repeat a secret. But, he says, that there are circumstances that secrets may be repeated. He says, it's sort of current events. If a doctor is not telling a patient all of his medical situation, because he knows if he tells the patient his entire medical situation, the patient is going to want to get all sorts of treatment. And these treatments are obviously expensive. And the doctor and the hospital don't want to expend the money on those treatments. The halacha is that you're allowed to repeat. You're allowed to say over something that's a secret. And therefore, if you're a doctor in the hospital and you know that the hospital is withholding important information from a patient and it's a secret, it's expressly a secret, the halacha, he says, is that here you're allowed to, and not only allowed to, but you should repeat what you heard. I saw a beautiful vart, which is very much in line with what we're learning in today's shir. The Gemara, the pasuk says, the Chasam Sofer says this in Parsha Shemois. The pasuk says, "V'yikrevu yimei David." David HaMelech, days were coming to a close. "V'yitzav Shlomo b'noi leimor, anoichi hoylich b'derech kol aretz." So he says pshat like this. As we began our shir, the word lamer means loy amar. Don't repeat what I heard. So David HaMelech was telling Shlomo, V'yikve David, David was, days were ending, V'yitzav Shlomo b'noi, and he calls his son in, and he tells him, lamer, loy amar, don't do what the rest of the world does. Loyamar, anoichi hoyle b'kol aretz. Don't say I'm going to do like the world, the rest of the world. What you should do is v'chazakta v'yisal ish. Do what's right and do what brings kvod shemayim.